he came out of the cannon itself?
I don't know. I just know that the event itself caused his death. I don't necessarily want to get into gruesome details of somebody dying.
Sure we do.
Character.
Well, if it's the village idiot, a guy that we had on the show.
Did he do any cartoon voices?
Like Tony the Tiger?
No, Tony the Tiger, no. Although I'm sure he would if you asked him to.
Yeah, see, what's your name, my friend?
This is Tyler from Delaware.
Tyler from Delaware. Tyler, here you go. Tickets to see John and John. I think it's a great show. John Mellencamp and John Fogerty. Nissan Pavilion, July 19. Tickets on sale now. Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster.com. Thank you for the info on the dead guy.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
All right, hold on a second.
Good job.
You still got that same.
That's our happy death reporter.
Absolutely.
Hey, guess what? Got out of the cannon and died. I'm 2 feet tall. Guess what? I'm down here, guys.
I had totally forgotten that we had had that guy on the show.
Yeah, he's from London.
The VI, right.
Well,
oh, and
the only bigger news story would be if Gunnar passed away.
Gunnar. Mike bought a dress for Beth Ann. And Beth Ann is wearing a dress today.
Yes, she is. You know, it's amazing that she has not graced my presence once.
Hey, Beth Ann, would you come in here for a second, please? And then we're going to hit our first break. Only 10 minutes late.
I believe she is hiding today. Despite her bright yellow dress, her disposition seemed less than sunny.
Here she is now wearing a dress for the first time in her.
Look at you.
You're on the Don and Mike show.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Our producer, Beth Ann McBride.
And now I already know that I've made the perfect choice. I already know that I've got the right. I've got your style.
Now, we've never seen Beth Ann in a dress. So Mike gave her some dough and she went out and bought a dress. And
that is lovely. You're a symphony in yellow.
Mike also bought a dress for Beth Ann as well, a different dress.
Good.
So.
Yeah, but that was the insurance policy.
Yes, but I... But
by the way, I don't need insurance. I already have insurance. Thank you, though, Mr. Geico. Bye-bye.
But I have this dress for you, and I have no intention of letting it stay with me.
Well, I hope it fits somebody.
What if it's beautiful? What if you fall in love with the dress?
I've had a hard day, Mike. A really...
Why have you had a hard day?
Of all the guys.
Who's cheer you up?
Oh, yeah, all the guys. I look like grapefruit.
No, you disagreed. So the dress thing was not a pleasant experience?
No, not at all. I tried, Mike. I tried. I didn't have any shoes. I'm pathetically Caucasian. This is my... I put some of
You have nice underpants on, though.
Yeah, because you can see them.
Well, it's about time.
Because I don't have a slip.
Are we going to wait, or can she open her gift now?
Would you please open Mike's gift?
Pink.
No. The
it's
dress
really
that,
not. It's more
the
a
plum, I think.
The dress that Beth Ann picked out to wear.
It's not plum. It is kind of a pink.
Or is it salmon?
It's a salmon. Very good, Rob.
Beth Ann's dress is really canary yellow.
Salmon is the new one.
Now she's opening this.
And I purposely didn't let you see me so you would get your $100 worth.
Yes.
Dresses are expensive. Right.
You are like the ultimate tomboy.
Hey, this now is look good at the color for you. Isn't that sensible?
Look at.
Isn't that sensible and businesslike?
I'll never wear it.
Why?
I hate it. I hate this one. Why are you making me do this?
You hate it?
What's wrong with you?
You hate all dresses?
Hate it? What is wrong with you?
I love it because you picked it out.
But what?
I just can't.
That's the thing she does with gifts, where she tells you she hates the gift.
No, I really don't like dresses at all.
You made a great purchase.
Aren't
Mike,
you gonna
I least, like the dress.
Do you like the
I'll
dress?
Wear it.
How about bring, show it to the guys? Show the front of it.
Right.
See, it's got buttons all the way down.
Mike
did a great job.
It's
got a little neat little belt with it.
Little belt.
Why don't you go try it on for us?
Nope.
Please.
You know what,
Mike?
I'm not wearing another dress.
The cut says class, and the belt says sass.
Yes, right. Thank you, Rob.
Positive attitude.
Maybe you should slip into that.
Yeah, maybe you should try that. And the buttons.
I will be completely offended if
you don't be completely offended.
You're not even going to try it on? You're not going to just see if it might look good?
Hey, we're all in here.
What are you doing in here, Joe?
What do you think?
There you go, Joe.
What, Joe?
I think both dresses are nice.
He's right. And it's the same material as the one you got. It's like the... See, I knew you wanted a solid color.
How come you don't like dresses, Beth Ann? You're a girl.
Beth Ann, that's like a very casual kind of dress.
If you wear it with sandals, it's going to be very summery.
I don't have sandals.
Thank you, Joe. I love it when you perform, incidentally, Joe. Let me just say, great street performance.
Bravo.
By Joe Ardinger. I love it when you...
Thank you for the gift.
Joe, hold on.
It looks like it's going to fit you well.
You're the Robin Williams of this show. Every time you come and crack the mic, you never know what amazing character voice you're going to hear from the mind of Joe. where's she going?
I don't know. I hope she's going to try it on.
I hope so, too.
I mean, I didn't go out there. You know, I took my time, went through the ladies' department.
Yes, you did.
Skipped the matronly suits.
If I could just say something to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the female form is something to be appreciated.
That's right. Yes.
And I understand the fact...
You think I could have gone a little sexier?
You're goddamn right, Mike.
You know why I didn't?
Why?
Look at the reaction I got.
We never would have gotten
as conservative a look as I went for. Uh-huh. I specifically didn't get her something that was going to embarrass her.
You start conservative and then unbutton.
Right.
Perhaps tomorrow something more swooping.
Uh-huh.
Something that she has to be...
After that reaction?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not going to buy her a box of chocolates.
Something you'd have to sew her into.
You did a good job, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah.
So it's Beth Ann in a dress.
Well, geez, is she going to try it on, I hope?
That's the very least she could do.
I agree.
For the show. She'd be strongly encouraged, I think.
But seriously, for the show. I'll take it back and I'll wear it.
And she should try it on in here.
Hello? You're going to at least give it a try.
You know, I tried so many dresses on last night, Mike. I'll try it on.
She feels like a woman. Bam, 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 bam. Baby, God gave you those gams.
Yeah. You look good, Beth Ann.
Nice.
Seriously.
Gams.
That's a beautiful style, too. You know, it's the button from top to bottom.
Very sharp. Very cool.
You know, if you ever meet the right guy, curvy.
I don't think I'd ever. I mean, that's kind of.
You know, that would
it looks
be.
Looks like something my mother would wear.
You're gonna
what,
need something.
What? Excuse me. The dress that I bought.
Yeah.
No, that's the yellow one. That
as
you're
opposed to one, the one, the one that you bought.
The salmon one is too hip.
That would be perfect
the salmon
for
salmon one is too hip.
Yeah.
When
too
Joe
hip for
has
mom.
When Joe has his
Thank
wedding
you,
reception, you're gonna need something like that.
Yeah.
Or what? The yellow dress?
No, the salmon dress. That's a party dress.
Mm-hmm.
BA.
It's all occasion.
You look good in a dress.
Mm. I know I have one on today. I promised you I would wear one today.
And all I'm asking, really, I mean, because if you try it on today and you don't like it...
Oh, you can return it.
Oh, yeah, return it.
You know, no, if
jumped
she wears,
on that one.
No, no. If she wears it, Mike...
She owns it.
Hold on, no. No, no, negative. If she wears it and gives it back to you, eBay.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Yeah.
Worn by
Beth Ann McBride.
You'll have to seal it in plastic.
Do
quick.
You have
put it up on eBay.
You a bet. Smelling fetish?
No.
You'll be able to buy one.
Maybe we could make this kind of a hat. Like game-worn jerseys, Beth Ann worn show dresses.
You can have all the hard CDs you want.
You're going to at least try it on.
You,
please at least try it on for me.
I'll
please.
Try it on.
Thank you.
Please.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you back here in 10 minutes.
Man. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, we got a break. Hello.
She's a lot
hey, Don and Mike, you guys rock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You need to get a picture of Beth Ann for the website and address.
Oh, listen, the deal is, I mean, I had to have a serious conversation with her before the show today.
Right.
She doesn't want her picture taken in the dress. Right. Maybe you guys can talk her into it.
What would you pay for a dress tried on by Beth Ann?
Priceless.
That's an honest reaction right there.
Put a price on it.
Honest reaction.
No, he had it. That's priceless.
Priceless. You guys rock, man. See
you. You know, so do you. See you later, dude. All right, goodbye. Priceless.
All right. Well, I think we need a fitting room installed here at the station.
Right.
Something. Always have.
Right, right.
A dressing screen.
That's right. And you know what? He just walked by the window. Why don't you ask your old pal Jonathan what he thinks of this look? I bet he's pleased.
I bet Jonathan would like to zip it up.
Where's Paul Gergen?
Yeah, hold on, Buzz. You are reading my mind.
Help me with the latch. Help me with the zipper boy.
Yeah, just find the dress. It's a little too confiding.
You know, Paul Gorgie is the guy that she is just butter for.
She does get buttery.
One button at a time, boy.
Paul Gorgie, boy.
Paul Gorgie with his... Do you ever get confused as to what your tanning day is?
I'm the lotion boy. The lights are on, but no one's home, boy. Paul Gorgie?
Yes.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Paul Gorgie, of course, simply the most handsome salesman at the station.
According to Beth Ann.
According to Beth Ann.
In a cluster, really.
Have you seen Beth Ann in her yellow dress?
I did, bright and early this morning.
What do you think?
Okay, come on, what did you think?
With the curlers.
Oh, she had curlers on this morning?
Yeah, she had them walking around this morning in curlers.
Really?
Well, that's not fair. He should see her again.
I didn't have a cup of coffee in me yet either.
Well, she's out of the curlers, and we're putting her into a salmon dress now, Paul.
Yeah, she's trying on the salmon number that I picked up
salmon.
For her.
Yeah.
Paul.
Salmon? It's not actually made of salmon.
No, it's pinkish.
Okay.
Speaking of salmon, you know how much she likes you.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus. You know how much she likes
you.
Now
you're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin it.
I'm not going to ruin anything.
You're
going to
ruin it.
Just
yes,
to
you are. Out. Speaking of salmon.
There's a fawn likeness there.
Anyway.
Did you say fawn as in baby deer?
No, fawn.
Fond.
Fawn. Fawn. Okay.
Fawn likeness. Tough to understand Gorky speak.
If she's listening in the bathroom now while she's changing clothes.
I hope she is.
I don't think she made it down to the bathroom yet. I think she might be in the green room.
She's in the green room changing.
Well, come on. Tell her the truth. Tell her how she looked. Because, trust me.
Wait, she's still in the yellow number.
I thought it was good. I thought it was
she's
nice.
She's going to come in and say she tried it on. She hated it.
Yellow was a good color.
We want you to hear her again. Without the curler. Mm-hmm.
Here she is. Now, Beth Ann.
It's very spring. What are you looking at me for like that?
Paul Gorgie's on the phone. He says you look wonderful in that.
I know. Mm-hmm.
I like to see the salmon, though.
No, Paul, you're not seeing the salmon.
Have you even tried it on?
I am during the break.
Why isn't Paul seeing that? What if you put it on and you like it?
I'd probably try it on.
See this face?
30
look
dresses.
At my, look at my
in
face.
I see it. I see it.
That's the face of a person that's been... Hurt.
I couldn't even, like, flirt with Paul today. I was so uncomfortable.
I bet you
don't really flirt with him a lot.
Yeah, I go, oh, you look so handsome today.
But you're going to work it up.
Can I give a fashion tip?
Put on that dress.
Yeah, and the shoes are bad, Paul. I know that.
Now, can I give one fashion tip?
Is it because,
yes.
Because you see my panty?
What?
The yellow was just a little too bright on a day.
Way to destroy her, Paul.
Way to go, Paul.
That would have been nice on
way
a nice sunny day.
Uh-huh.
Today wasn't real nice out.
See, Paul, I would say that she brightens up an otherwise dreary day.
Jesus Christ, it's the first time that her legs have seen air in this place in a year.
She's sunny on a cloudy day.
I didn't know that.
Hey, listen. Would it kill you to say to her, you look so good? I'd like to bang you in my car until the airbags blow.
If anybody should know about recreating sunlight, you should, Paul Gorgie.
Well, why is that, Michael?
Because you live in those tanning beds.
No, Michael, you're a golfer. You know how that works.
Right.
Listen, hold on a second. She left the room. Now it's just man to man.
It's the man to man.
Would it kill you to throw the kid a stone?
Yeah,
understand what I'm saying?
I want to see the salmon.
He's so hot.
Okay, that's okay. I don't mind going on this side. He wants to see the salmon.
I see your panty line. You know, you look good. Because you know she goes home and she gets that Calgon bath oil beaten. Let me just say her.